It is the Riot Podcast.
Happy Friday.
We got a lot of business to discuss. So yes. Check this out. Podcast related, but not related. You've got right now on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel, the Nintendo Switch unboxing.
Yes.
So you'll get a chance to spend time with me and the Nintendo Switch.
Good quality time.
Quality time.
That's at Radio U Riot on Facebook and YouTube, and they're available on both sites.
Okay, so there's that. Then, and this is the one that you really need to mark your calendars, put it in your day book, call your friends. What do you have? Whatever.
Your day planner.
Whatever. So next Thursday, or I guess this Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, the Riot is going to be live on Facebook and the YouTube.
Remember we told you about Radio U Riot on Facebook and YouTube? And we said, oh, you should go join us there? That's why.
That's exactly
why.
So
we'll be doing a live show in honor of our anniversary.
Yeah, so we're excited about it. We would actually love to hear from you guys. Podcast listeners, please take some time and send us an email with some of your questions of stuff you'd like to see us talk about on the podcast, or excuse me, on the live broadcast, things you would like to see us do, whatever. Just email us, take a couple seconds, riot@radiou.com. And of course, you can hit us up on Facebook or Twitter as well, however you want to do it. So there's that, and then there's this podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to drinking my diet Sprite Cherry Zero, which we talked about, I think, good. In the podcast a few weeks ago.
Eric found it and the show was over when he came in with it.
Basically, Sprite came out with Cherry Zero because of the data pulled from Coke Freestyle machines that so many people add cherry to Sprite. That's the number one mix on a Coke Freestyle machine.
Isn't that amazing?
So then Sprite now decided to release it, and I don't know what I think about it.
Well, you know, maybe we'll feature this in a taste. We'll probably do an actual taste test with
Possibly.
It next week.
Until then, I'll just keep drinking it. But it's just, like, it's good, but
I'm
it's
not here to tell you not to drink
it. It's not amazing, but I don't know. All right. I'm just going to put the cap on it.
So in the podcast today, Naked Chicken Chalupas, a new Blacklist TV show, Soda Tax, some more talk on the Riot Live event, Oreos again, me and game streaming, Netflix again. Sleeping so hard they think you're dead.
Again. Oh, yeah. Wait, we haven't talked about that in a while.
No, we haven't. And Toast Day, which we missed. So I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time with the podcast.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you guys take care. Bye.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of the Riot.
It's time for you to put some clothes on because we're done tired of you being naked. You're like, well, but I... No. No more naked, and I'll tell you something else. No more of this naked chalupa stuff that you've got going on. And put that chicken away. Naked chicken chalupa.
Are you talking about the Taco Bell thing?
I am.
Which I still have wanted to try, but have not made my way over there.
So if you haven't been keeping score, which I just assume everyone is as up on all available fast food items around the world as we are, but if you're just joining us, the naked chicken chalupa is a chalupa. But that chalupa, instead of a taco shell, is a pounded out, breaded, deep fried chicken breast.
And that's used as
actually,
a taco shell.
Do they ever specify that it's chicken breast?
I think they just want you
parts.
To assume that that's what that is.
It's chicken-ish.
Yes.
Chicken.
It's all the gatherings fried together after being pounded out.
Yeah. So there you
that's
have it.
That's been out since, what, December, January, or something?
When did it come out? You know, between the Oreos and everything else, it all really does run together.
And it's really hard when they start telling you about it so far in advance, and then when it finally comes out, you just don't remember.
Yeah. So the naked chicken chalupa is going away.
So that means it did not do well enough.
Do you think that everybody I talked to was like so excited?
Yeah,
but did they actually eat
it? I'm in
it?
The same boat. I thought it looked interesting, but I haven't gone to try it.
All right. It came out January 26th. They haven't said when, but they're planning on pulling it from the menu by the end of March.
That means it really did not do well.
Well, you know, the other thing could be, and I could be way off here because I'm sure the ingredients aren't that quality, but maybe it costs too much to make it.
Could be.
Do you think?
Well, there's a difference between taco shell and chicken, so.
There is, but it's $2.99, so.
It's not that much.
It's not, considering that McDonald's can sell you a chicken sandwich for like a dollar.
Yeah.
The quality of the chicken can't be.
It's probably all the same.
That high. They say, okay, they don't say it's chicken breast, but they say it's seasoned all white meat.
Meat, chicken.
whatever that means. So $299. We can't afford to sell it at that price.
Not that low.
Right. I mean, we just can't go that low.
So if you were wanting to try it from Taco Bell, what I see is like a rare move. Normally things last a little bit longer. They're not going to keep it after that time.
Well, maybe 2 months is how long the chicken's good for.
Yeah, that's the one shipment.
They have to pull
it now.
That was
the one major shipment.
So, well, that's it. Like, it's going away. So if you've said to yourself, I really want to try one, or, oh my gosh, this is my favorite thing ever. Man, unhinge the jaw.
Because the time's coming.
You're going to need to stockpile them or something because we're definitely coming up on the end.
You come to your freezer of like your friend, you're like, what's all in there?
Like, hey. Don't touch the chalupas.
Because they're going away.
I had them flash frozen so they taste fresh.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Off air, Nikki and I are looking at the fact that last night there was a new TV show that debuted called The Blacklist Redemption.
Now, if you go back, I feel like it's been a few years when The Blacklist...
It has been a few years.
Yeah, first came on. We liked the first season of it.
You watched it. I watched like, I would say about 3 episodes of it.
Yeah, but then that kind of fizzled.
So,
but I still thought
it
was a good show.
Did you watch the second season?
No, I did not.
You did not. What I thought was interesting is that The Blacklist is, I think, it is one of the only non-Netflix shows that is available on Netflix in 4K.
Yes, okay.
So I thought that was, it's just kind of an odd, because almost every single show on Netflix that's available in 4K
is a
Netflix
show.
And then a week or two ago, The Blacklist popped up, and it's in 4K. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
I always had intentions to go back and catch up, but
yeah.
Now I feel like I'm too far behind.
Man.
And now there's even a spinoff.
There's a spinoff.
It's like I won't be able to catch up.
I didn't know this even existed. You know what? Let me tell you what has happened. Nikki and I used to have a TV blog that we read, and that kept me up on TV stuff.
Even the stuff you didn't care about.
Even the stuff I didn't care about, I knew what was going on and whatever. Because TV, it's like games and whatever. Each one of these platforms of entertainment, they roll so deep that no single human being could possibly keep up with all of them, let alone Nikki and I are a jack of many trades in which we're watching TV, I'm playing games, we're also reading, we're this thing, we're that thing. There's YouTube. Your whole career could be watching YouTube and commenting on YouTube. I mean, like, there's so much.
There's a lot to it.
So the fact that our TV blog, I still have never found a good replacement for our TV blog. And so here we have that, I could just call it Variety, that they were this new Blacklist show. And I mean, I wouldn't have watched it, but it would have been nice
to know
that it existed.
I know.
Because how are you supposed to make fun of it if you don't know it's there?
And maybe, again, not even make fun of, but just, it's nice to remember or to at least know what's coming out.
That it exists. So
yeah.
It premiered last night. It's running Thursday nights at 10. It has 8 guaranteed episodes. And
this is The Blacklist Redemption?
It's called The Blacklist Redemption.
So then it's not, is it like a series that they want to pick up, or is it almost just a special mini series?
I think
they're trying
like the
to push
end game
it?
Is that there would be another Blacklist show. But see, here's the thing. I haven't kept up on The Blacklist, so I don't know if these are characters from The Blacklist or if this is a whole new group of people. Like, I don't know.
When I read the article, I was like, what? What? What?
Huh?
It's like, it spoiled a lot of the things that I didn't even catch from just watching part of the first episode or the first season.
You know, it was around this time yesterday, I think, that we were talking about how Lethal Weapon got picked up.
On CBS?
Yeah. Do you know that I've been recording that? No, not CBS. It's Fox.
Oh, it's Fox.
I've been recording that this whole time.
And you didn't know? You didn't cancel it?
Didn't even know it's still there.
So you got them all?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can watch
them. So this weekend, if you want to catch up on Lethal Weapon, there's that.
Oh, yeah, we got all these great shows.
And then The Blacklist, Nikki, we'll just have to see if we can on-demand that so we can have some redemption. Because that's what it's called. The Blacklist
Redemption.
Mm-hmm. He was excited about it. See, but you want to know about it so that way you can not be excited about it.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's The Riot.
I, as you are well aware, am a big fan of soda.
Yeah.
Just in general, I love soda. It's good. Pass me some over here. I'd like a sip of that nectar. Go come on. Yeah, I like soda. Well, in some places, it's becoming popular to target people like me for an extra tax.
A soda tax?
A soda tax. And guess what's been happening? In Philadelphia, they passed a soda tax, and this fascinates me. There are immediate results of this soda tax.
You mean people being mad or like people losing weight?
Nope. Well, it's not the weight. It is a drop in purchasing. The amount of people buying soda within city limits of Philadelphia has dropped between 30 and 50%.
That's because they're going outside of city and state lines to go get their drinks.
That is exactly what people are doing. People are basically, as a silent protest, they are driving outside of Philadelphia to purchase soda and then bringing it back home that way. That's what they say is a result. Now, I love this so much. So one of the city's largest distributors said that in March, they are laying off 20% of their workforce because since sales are so low, there is no need for them to deliver all this soda. Therefore, they don't need the people to deliver the soda.
That's why cities have to realize that it can there can be that backlash of, you know, you charge people more for it and you think, oh, they're just going to keep paying for it. No, they'll just stop paying for it. And then you'll have to catch up somehow because you don't get that money in the first place.
This is what I absolutely love about this. The mayor of Philadelphia had the following to say. I didn't think it was possible for the soda industry to be any greedier.
Oh, gosh. Come on.
Now, but here's what I think is really funny about that. Said the man that is charging you extra money for buying the product.
Yeah.
So the city is actually being greedy, but they keep your eyes off of that by accusing the soda industry of being so greedy. I can't believe how greedy they are. You know what annoys me? It annoys me that whatever you're doing in your life right now, the government's like, well, we could tax that. And it's like, well, what do you mean? Like, well,
we could get more.
Did you drive today? We're taxing that. Well, yeah, we have to. Like, did you breathe today? We tax that. Did you get a haircut? Tax on that. And then we got to tax the people that rented the building. So we're going to tax the land. We're going to tax the rental. And we're going to tax you getting the haircut. And the people that made the scissors that cut your hair, we're going to tax that. And let's see, the people that pick up the hair off the floor and put it in a bag, we're going to tax those people. Yeah, we got to tax the whole thing. Plus, there's just the tax. So there's that. You like to drink soda? We're going to tax the people that own the building, that own the thing, that are da da da. And right now, you've been paying a sales tax on the soda. Sure, everybody's paying a sales tax on soda, but you haven't paid a soda tax on the soda. So there's a sales tax, but then there's a soda tax. See what I'm saying right there?
See how it's all tax.
It's crazy. Government's out of control.
They don't want you to see the bigger picture.
When
it comes to that, they want you to just be, yeah, I'll buy my soda, no problem.
And I'm not saying we don't have some big picture issues in this country, but I'll tell you what, you come for my soda.
That's too far.
We got a problem.
Okay. Hey, just, it's okay.
Hey, I get fired up about it.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
So, we got a couple things happening. First off, if you haven't seen it yet, we've got an unboxing video for the Nintendo Switch, which you can see right now on our Facebook page and on our YouTube channel.
That's at Radio U Riot.
Uh-huh. And those are places that you'll want to keep your eyes peeled because we will be live this Thursday night, 9 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And we're, no. I totally reversed that. Six Pacific.
There it is.
And we'll be doing the Riot Anniversary live, and that's going to be happening, like I said, this coming Thursday. The Riot's celebrating a show anniversary. We're going to hang out.
We love doing live shows, so subscribe at Radio U Riot on Facebook and YouTube, and then you'll be set for next Thursday.
Yes, indeed. You know what I was thinking, though? We always have a taste test. What are we going to taste test on that show?
Anniversary cake.
It's not so wrong.
I think that sounds fine.
Aren't there a couple of items floating out there that we haven't found yet? Can you remember?
Oh,
we have got
the
to
Oreo
start.
Oreo eggs.
Yes.
If you could find the Oreo eggs, that'd be a really good one.
That's it. We've got to have the Oreo eggs
for
that
night.
Which
someone said they saw at Target and then somewhere else, Dollar General. Man, so if you just... I'm sure if you just took an afternoon and drove around, you'll find them.
I say this with all respect because I love y'all, but like these rumored sightings of things and then you...
And then you tell him, and then he goes, and they're not there.
Elijah says we need to taste test Parmenes.
Parmenes. That is something that we...
It's an inside show joke.
It's an inside joke. It's a thing that we created just with talking, one of our invention ideas.
Parmesan Mini.
It's a Parmesan. It's such a great
it's
name.
It's perfect.
Why is someone not making the Parmini?
It's because it's ours. We got to get out there and
make it. I could see it like being Arby's. Doing the Parmini, like a line of mini sandwiches.
We got the beef and the Parminis.
Something like that.
Well, they have every other thing. Why not go and throw a Parmini in there somewhere? Yeah. So, okay, so we'll do that, mm-hmm. and then we'll do questions. I don't think we're going to do a guest this time.
Probably not.
Because every time we line up a guest, the connection's terrible, which is not our fault, by the way.
It's theirs.
And then you're, like, trying to ask them questions, and it's like, oh, they're frozen.
No, it'll be fine. We'll just do something on our side.
Yeah. So, if you guys want to get in on it, obviously you want to mark your calendars, set your reminders, whatever the heck you do to keep track of time, and then start sending those questions and ideas in. Email riot@radiou.com or just find us at riot.radiou.com. Put them on Facebook. Message us. Facebook, Twitter.
That'd be fine.
Snapchat. Like, whatevs.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So, I have been thinking about doing some video game streaming. And I've had a lot of people that have asked me, like, why aren't you a streamer? Like, everybody else is a streamer.
Well, first off, they assume you're constantly playing games all the time. But, I mean, you're not exactly doing that.
Well, and that's one of the issues. Like, it's one of those things that I've looked at because I don't play as much as people think. I love gaming culture. I love to read about it. I do love to play, but I participate.
You're just limited on time.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, at the end of the day, the Riot is my job. Radio U is my job. And so many people think that if you don't hear me on the air, I might be in the building and I might be playing Xbox, but actually, if I told you what else I do, you'd be like, that's terrible. That sounds so boring.
That is so grown up.
That is so boring. The other stuff that you do. And I couldn't agree with you anymore.
But sometimes you got to do stuff.
But, you know, it's a job. Jobs are work and work isn't always fun. I hate saying that. I hate it. Where were we? So I thought about streaming. But you know what? It's come down to a couple of things. One, I think in terms of I think that it is like, I'm late to the party.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I know. I understand.
Like, everybody and their mom streams whatever the heck they're doing. So, me just showing up and saying, hey, I'm streaming, it's like, yeah, good for you.
But there's so that. Many people who, you're not late to, like, people know you game.
Yeah, that's true.
So, it's not like you're just someone who doesn't have any other types of platforms.
Right.
If that makes sense.
It's true. So, there's that.
Yeah.
The other thing I've thought about is that, okay, nobody believes me when I say this, but talking gets to be hard work. When you've talked, like we do the Riot for a few hours a day, and sometimes when we're done, I'm tired, and most people are like, well, why? Like, why are you tired? All you did was sit around and talk. But, like, it can be tiring. So there's that. There's any of the other video product we've done. Plus, I might spend the entire afternoon writing, and then it's like, okay, now we want you to go home and keep talking.
And it makes what you enjoyed as your downtime become more of a work thing. But it can be an enjoyable work thing.
It could be.
But it's still work.
So I've been thinking about it. So
I actually
have been thinking about testing it.
Yeah.
Like just trying something out. Because, like, for example, Horizon Zero Dawn comes out on Tuesday. Now, yes, everybody else already has theirs. So we do not have a good relationship with Sony, which is not to say we have a bad one. We just don't have
that
one at all.
It seemed like that's what you were saying there.
Well, let me put it to you this way.
That's not the right way to say it.
Okay. All right. At one point, we did have a relationship with Sony, and then they literally just quit taking my phone calls. Like, it was just like, done.
That's because you're not streaming.
I guess, right? I guess. So I thought about, like, maybe just trying it. Like, okay, I'll get set up, and when Horizon comes out on Tuesday. I also thought, and this is pie in the sky by and by, but you know, next Friday is our Riot anniversary.
Yeah.
So we're doing the Thursday night show. We'll be doing the Friday morning show. But then when we're done working on Friday morning, I'm leaving.
Yes.
And so I thought, well, you could just go home and anniversary stream like the Riot, and that'll be me celebrating. I'll have the Fizzinator. I'll be playing Horizon Zero Dawn. All I need, I guess, would be like a PlayStation camera. And I could stream to Twitch that way.
Now, does that seem like a good plan for everybody? Can we keep our days open?
You see, the other thought I had is then all of a sudden, then it turns into like, okay, what? How much is that camera? All right. Now, do you want to do it right, or do you want to do it?
Are you saying you just can't do something? You're just, it has to become like a whole, like you're jumping into this big thing.
Well, you got to have, on some level, you have to have the tech to do it.
Of course you do.
So it's like, do I want to sign up for whatever caster and then blah, 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 then output it to Twitch? And like, pretty soon you're going, okay, can I just play now? Can I just play?
You're going to have to decide.
I need to decide, Nikki. I need to talk to my business manager. That's Nikki. And maybe we'll figure out.
Well, let's have a discussion about it.
Okay.
You come with me. Like, I need a proposal. I need to know pricing. I need to know what all you need in order to make it happen. But I think people would love to see you and to watch and join you. So all right. I think you should.
I got my fingers crossed. We'll see. Maybe. But that's not the kind of maybe that means no. I'm really thinking about it.
So we'll see.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
So, Nikki, have you seen the new Oreo flavor?
The Peeps one that we had the other day? Or the new
okay,
flavor?
Look, we're so past Easter right now.
I know. It's like, what? Why are we having another thing?
I've already had a Shamrock Shake and a Peep. Like, I'm done with St. Patrick's Day. I'm done with Easter. Mm-hmm. We're moving on.
What's the new one?
Well, 4th of July, of course.
Now, so, is this the one that they talked about last year?
Is it?
What's the flavor?
Well, wait, before we start talking, I feel like when I say 4th of July, I should be like, you know, 4th of July? 4th of July?
Sure. You gotta have your music.
Okay. So, it's the Oreos that's going to have Pop Rocks in it.
Oh, well, that one.
Kind of Pop Rocks. Popping candy.
Popping candy?
Mm-hmm. So, oh, don't drink it with soda. You'll die. They'll blow up in your stomach.
Allegedly.
That's what I heard.
You know, I like the chocolate ones and stuff. I don't like the candy ones. Like the bubble gum flavors, or like the watermelon, or the Peeps, or the... Yeah. Like, I tend to not like that style. I like the other side.
Oh, man. There's a... On this
like
article
cake
I'm
and
looking
donuts
at,
and all that.
On the right-hand side, there's some French fries. Those look so good right now. Oh, wait. Okay, but back to this. The idea is it's going to be a straight-up regular Oreo.
Yeah.
So you got chocolate cookie sandwiches, and then you've got the regular flavored Oreo filling, but inside that will be popping candy like a pop rock.
Like a
that
firework.
Will explode in your mouth. So fireworks in your mouth.
Yeah.
Which, under normal circumstances, we don't recommend. So, Oreo firework in your mouth. What do you think?
Now, I'm looking at a blog that's talking about the Pop Rock ones.
Uh-huh.
And I have not read through everything, but there's also a picture of a Butterfinger Oreo.
Haven't seen that.
So that's something.
You know what? On the spectrum of chocolate, peanut butter, candy, which I love the combination of chocolate and peanut butter. I love it. Butterfinger is not my go-to.
No?
No, it's not. Reese's, yes.
Oh, Snickers.
Reese's of any kind. A peanut butter Snickers is spectacular.
Yeah, there it is. Snickers.
I'll tell you what it comes down to. I feel like Butterfinger sticks to my teeth.
Which is funny because my dog's name is Snickers and my cat's name is?
Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
So which one do you like more, Nikki? You just said Snickers. Well, sorry, Butterfinger. I hope you weren't listening.
As far as candy bars are concerned, yeah, it's the Snickers.
Okay. So I think it sounds.
So 4th of July, the next Oreo one will be Pop Rocks.
I'm actually not that interested. Of course we'll eat them because it is our sacred duty.
Well, for you guys.
Yeah, it's for the show.
If we don't want to wait, though, we could always just take an Oreo and a thing of Pop Rocks and just Pinterest that thing.
Get crazy.
Do it ourselves.
Yeah. Little DIY Oreo fireworks.
Yes, we can make our own. We don't need them.
I hate the fact that...
You could do that?
We could just do that. I don't know what it is that I don't like about it, but something takes the magic away.
Why?
When you're making your own Oreos at that point, you're just like, what do we even need you for at all?
Well, we're not making the Oreos. We'll just buy those. But I have a thing of Pop Rocks at home. We could just... Don't ask me why I got them.
Why
Someone
do
gave
you
it to
have
me.
Pop
Someone
Rocks at
gave
home.
Them to me. Don't know why. That's why they're still there.
I'll give you $10 to drink this soda and eat those Pop Rocks.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Jeez,
coffee and contemplation.
And the Riot, obviously. Radio U.
This is crazy. Did you hear what Netflix bought yesterday?
What was it?
Netflix has... What I don't understand is, have they bought it or did they buy... It's more than the streaming rights. Like, they're going to be like the presenting company. But apparently Netflix has paid somewhere around $105 million for an upcoming Martin Scorsese movie. It's not out this year. Mm-hmm. It's not out next year.
It's like the chance to have the opportunity if they make that movie.
It's out. Well, they're making it.
Yeah.
Like, it's coming out in 2019. It is a gangster film, which will be directed by Martin Scorsese, and it will star Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel. And it's about the mobster who killed Jimmy Hoffa, and Jimmy Hoffa will be played by Al Pacino.
So now, they're just buying names.
Well, in a lot of ways they are, because if you go back historically, all of the names I mentioned are the names of guys that are in very large gangster movies.
But it's been a while.
Oh, it's been a hot minute, Nikki, because you figure you've got De Niro and Pacino, The Godfather Part 2.
Yes.
Well, for Pacino, The Godfather Part 1 and 2 and 3, though we try not to mention 3 because... Sofia Coppola, right? I know. Where were we? Right. Then Joe Pesci and De Niro. That's good. Goodfellas, right? And
maybe.
Isn't Goodfellas? Goodfellas is a Scorsese movie, right? But I'm just making sure, because I mean, I'm already dumb that I have to look it up. I get it. So wait, yeah, Scorsese. So then you got those guys. So there's a lot of history there. I think Goodfellas is overrated. I said it.
He said it out loud. I don't think I've seen that one.
Have you seen it?
I don't think so.
I watched it last year because I got in a conversation with somebody that was like, you haven't seen Goodfellas? And I was like, stop right there. I'm not going to be ridiculed in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to go watch it. And then when I got done, it was like, well.
Not quite as up to it.
I don't think this movie has aged as well as people think it has.
Sure.
The Godfather has aged fairly well. This has maybe not.
But if maybe the person had seen it and there's more emotional feelings tied to
the
movie.
I'm sure that's
so
it.
Maybe that's why they liked it.
Well, here's where we're back to. All these people coming together. But the thing that kills me is not the movie or the people or whatever. Who cares? It's just another movie. But... $105 million on one movie.
One movie, Nikki. Makes me wonder how much Netflix makes on each thing they do.
How much money do they have?
It must be incredible.
Is it though?
It has to be. They must have so much investment money and just, I don't know, it's just crazy.
Here's what I keep finding myself thinking when I think about Netflix. I'm just like, dude, at some moment they're just going to come out and say, all right, everybody. We bit off more than we could chew. We overinvested. That's what I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, we're out of money.
I feel like they're just going to come out and say, like, we overinvested. We couldn't afford all this stuff. Because I feel like every day when I turn on Netflix, it's like, and here's a new Netflix original series. And you're like, what? How are you guys doing that? You can't keep doing that. You don't have that kind of money.
They do.
Or
and
do they?
And they do.
Do they, though? I feel like we need to get the guy on the phone and just be like, hey, are you overstepping?
I bet you they bought, like, they have investors that are putting money towards it with Netflix. So
do you think that, and I mean, we don't know, but do you think they'll try to put it out in theaters? Because they
maybe.
Because as you may recall, they tried to do that when they made that Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon movie, and theaters wouldn't take it.
But not U.S. theaters, but I thought it did well in international theaters.
It did okay internationally, but in the U.S. it was like too bad.
So it's not Netflix putting all that money up. It's not just them.
You don't think so?
No, I do not think it is.
All right. Well, we need to get some analysts on the phone. I just don't want Netflix to break because I like it. So could they not? Like, don't mess it up, guys.
I'm sure they're far from that.
I don't bite off more than you can chew. All right. You can have the whole thing, but let's get little bites.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
So somebody, this is in the UK, the other day, they spotted a dead body and they were just like, oh no. So they did.
That'd be weird.
What would you do if you saw a dead body?
I'd actually probably become really calm. Like something would kick in, like, let's call the police. We're doing this, like a step-by-step thing.
Like all of a sudden you're in the moment?
Yeah, like I don't think I'd freak out in the moment, but after it was all done and, you know, your body's still racing and charging and then you realize that was a dead body, then I'd probably freak out afterwards.
Okay. Now, they called the police. The police came and they went over and they're doing whatever and the guy wasn't dead. He was just sleeping.
Well, then it's better to be prepared just to make sure.
Well, my thought is what a compliment, you know, that you're able to sleep so soundly.
It's a sound sleep.
That somebody thinks you're dead.
Was that you, the one when we were at the grocery store parking lot and you thought the guy was dead in the car?
Oh yeah. I was convinced there was this guy. I'm telling you, I swore that guy was dead. And so I just stared at him for like 10 minutes because I was trying. Because here was my thought. He's an older guy. So I thought, well, if I go over here and tell this guy that I think he's dead,
that's horrible.
Like, he's going to feel really bad about it. And so I thought, like, well, maybe I'll just honk my horn and
see if he moves.
Right. But what ended up happening is, like, at some point he like shook his head and I was like, okay, he's alive. And in perfect hibernation.
You're like, thank you. I did not go over and talk to him.
All right. He's alive. It's fine.
It's like, hey, I see that you're alive now, but to me, you looked dead.
I just find myself being incredibly envious of this guy.
Sure.
You know, just like to think. And he's just sleeping on like the sidewalk or somewhere. He's out somewhere.
And I guess if you think it's a dead body, it's not like you're going to go over and nudge it to see if the person is sleeping.
Well, you might.
Well, I'm not going to touch it. Person, the person.
Thanks,
I'm not
going
to touch the person.
For using the indefinite pronoun for the person.
The person.
I'm not touching it. I mean you.
You, person. I think it'd be rude if you go and just like tap with your foot and the person is alive.
Yeah.
So I would call the police.
Okay. So, but I just keep coming back to, I want to sleep like that. I want to, like right now, find myself a place where I'm just going to stretch out and I want to sleep so hard that people are like,
questions.
Dude, I thought you were dead, and just be like, oh, but
wasn't
I feel so rested.
The sleep of the dead or something. Just so, so out of it.
Yeah.
But then you're not. And then we're glad.
And then everybody's excited.
Yeah.
And then I'm mad because I was sleeping so well and you woke me up.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Let's talk about Royal Caribbean Cruises, Nikki. They have just given away a job. They're calling it the job of a lifetime.
Are they making it like a social media job?
That's exactly
right.
Yeah,
a lot of companies do this.
She's going to be the official cruise ship Instagrammer. An Irish photographer has won that job, and so she's going to live at sea snapping photos for Royal Caribbean.
Which you think sounds fun, but we knew someone who did cruise ship stuff, and they lived on the sea, and it wasn't all that you thought it would be.
Yeah.
Let's just say they give you some perks, like if you're a paying customer of a cruise line, but when you work there, it's not the best setup.
Well, that becomes the question, is what will their expectation be of this photographer? You know, will it be that, will she go ashore at every different location and snap photos? And like, will she alone be allowed to make the choice? Like, I decided to put this photo on Instagram. Will she have to take 100 photos and someone back at corporate will decide what's... I mean, there's so many different things that you have to wonder.
And then would the people on the ship be mad because you're the one who kind of like won the competition and got in and you're this thing?
You don't know.
When they just had to get the job the normal way.
You know, in reality, though, if you're somebody that wants to do photography, to find a job that pays your expenses as you go around doing photography, that would be spectacular.
Yeah, like, but when you live on a ship like that for cruise ship stuff, normally you're in a room with the other people because you split your shifts.
Right.
So like
hot bunking.
Yes, that's
what they call it.
That's the term for it. So it's not like it's great when you're out of the room, but you're never really off the boat.
No. Well, but you know what? Again, it comes down to, you have to think, how does she think about this?
Mm-hmm.
Does she think of herself as, I'm a photographer? And so
getting to do what I love.
This is just the means by which I am able to be a photographer. Or was her goal to live on, I want to live on a cruise ship my entire life. Like, if that was her goal, she would hate this. But if she saw herself as a photographer, this would just be the means to an end that gave her all of these new locations and subjects and all that stuff. So I think it sounds kind of cool.
Well, congratulations to her.
I mean, I don't know that I would be
interested
in doing
it. Get ready to get on the boat.
But, I mean, I guess the other side of it is, some people might look at our jobs and be like, wait, think about it like this. This is actually, here's a conversation I had with somebody. They were like, well, you got to play with a Nintendo Switch early. I want your job so bad. And I was like, okay, so sure. Like, so I'll see you tomorrow morning. We'll get up at 4.
Bright and early.
We'll get up at 4:15.
Yeah.
We're going to go for a run. We're going to get showers and stuff, fix our own breakfast, drive in, and then we're going to do, and it was just like all of the sudden the desire evaporated.
There's negatives, but it's not like we're all hot bunking and
Hot bunking these chairs?
In a tiny little hole on a boat.
I go into a
you
tiny...
You came from your house.
I go into a tiny little room upstairs and talk for
That's
hours.
That's your office. That is your office.
No windows. It's got one light. They have black carpet on the walls.
Yeah, well, that's true. We'll put you in a little boat hole. The boat windows?
Yeah.
We'll put one of those in there for you.
Porthole.
Porthole, that's the word.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
Nikki is probably a great multitasker, right? You can have 100 things going. You got track of all of them, whatever.
I can keep track of it all, yeah.
I do a terrible job with that. Like, terrible. I have to write everything down. So, like, if I have multiple things going on, I have found that pretty much if I don't grab a piece of paper or make a list, because I make my list, so I'll start doing one thing. And then what ends up happening is just constant interruptions. Or I'll be in the middle of something and suddenly remember, like, oh, no, you didn't blank. And so I have started having paper and I'll just, it's like, okay, just write that down.
Yeah.
So
at least you'll remember it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So are you the type then, like for me, I could have 18 things going on and I can equally give time to all 18 things and not lose it. You should be the one to do one thing, complete it, do the next thing, complete it, do the next.
And if you work with someone who doesn't work that way, it's difficult because there is sometimes an expectation, like if somebody comes and interrupts you, you should be able to immediately answer the question, no, whatever.
And keep it all going.
And be able to go right back to what you were doing.
Sure.
And more I'm finding like I can't work that way, which is why I have to have a list. It's like somebody comes and says something, it's like, I'm going to put it on the list and then I'll whatever. But in the middle of something, sometimes I literally feel like someone has hit me. It's just like, I don't know. I can't think of it. I have no idea. Well, you don't have to feel bad about that. They call that unitasking.
Mm-hmm.
If you're somebody that can't multitask, there are studies that show that
you're a unitasker.
I am. And they say that if that's you, if you do unitasking, it's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that in reality, for some people, unitasking is more efficient and you will accomplish far more if you only focus on one thing.
I always
and
remember.
Then move on to the other thing.
They used to push that a lot, like say back in school, if you had 5 big projects that you were working on, instead of trying to spread yourself out and equally give enough time to each thing, they used to always suggest, no, start on one, complete it, and then move to the next one in order to devote your whole time to each project.
Yeah. So I have only recently just come to terms with the fact that, like, hey,
you're
I don't multitask well. And so I'm just reading an article here about that idea of, like, hey, if you're a unitasker, don't feel bad about it,
mm-hmm.
even though, because quite frankly, in the world, if you can't, like multitasking, they consider that to be the hallmark of genius and brilliance and your ability to be in a million things at once. It's okay to not do that. You can actually still get just as much work done. You just have to be willing to shut everything else and focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter as long as you, get the work done, how you do it.
Make a list. I used to have a big whiteboard, and when I would be in the middle of a task, when another thought would come to me, I would jump up, I would write it on the whiteboard, and then I would go right back to doing what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I quit doing that, and I don't have a whiteboard anymore. So then I've now gone back to the paper. So, because it's my mini whiteboard.
And you don't even like to do it digitally. You really like to have your paper.
Yes, because I remember
it better
it when I write it down. Like, there's something about the action of writing it down, which goes back to that note story we did the other day, where they say in class, if you write notes instead of typing them, you have greater recall of what you've heard or
you
whatever.
You have what?
Recall.
You have total recall.
Not total recall, Nikki.
No, actually, just better recall.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. If you're a unitasker, don't feel bad. You're like me, which is something you
that
might feel bad about.
Make you
might feel bad about that, but that's okay too.
It's the Riot.
Yeah, it's pretty violent. Yeah, it's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids, but fun. Oh, yeah.
Radio U.
Nikki, how would you feel about some toast?
Toast, love toast. We talked about this before. We love bread.
Did you see the thing like yesterday was National Toast Day and we missed it?
No. I mean, that's every day, but we appreciate it all the time.
I always find these, like, the day thing way late.
Yeah, after. Or after the show's done.
Yeah. So yesterday was National Toast Day. So you were supposed to eat toast, which, you know what? Last night when I wasn't feeling good, that was the one thing I tried to eat. I had a piece of toast.
What's the thing when your stomach's upset?
The brat diet.
It's like bananas,
rice, applesauce,
and toast.
I just went straight to the tea part.
Yeah. I only have toast if I'm sick or if I'm eating out like a breakfast place or something. But normally at home, I'm not really a toast maker.
I have toast on Saturday mornings.
What's with your Saturday mornings? And then you had pancakes.
No. Pancakes are if I want to go back to sleep. You eat some pancakes, go back to sleep. No, on Saturday mornings, I typically get up, make coffee, and toast. And I don't eat toast during the week because, to me, toast is like Chinese food.
You're hungry right after.
Within 30 to 40 minutes, you're right back to wanting something to eat.
I love your Saturdays because, like, toast, and then don't you have a big cup of coffee without in a coffee cup that doesn't have a lid?
That's exactly right.
Like, that doesn't
right.
mean you're going to work anymore. You can be fun and you can have a coffee mug without the lid.
I put coffee in a regular cup instead of in a tumbler because normally you have to travel, you want to keep it warm, whatever. And coffee is so much better out of an open mug because you can smell it. And it's a whole sensation. Like, you pull it up to your face, there's warmth, and, you know, all of that smell goes literally straight up into your nose. It's like this entire different sensation. And instead, I got my coffee in jail right now. Look at it.
But tomorrow it'll be free.
Locked up in there. Poor guy. So, yeah, plus toast. So, yesterday was toast day.
Maybe now, we'll have some tomorrow in honor.
I do love Saturdays for my toast and coffee. Now, in Japan, they've just unveiled this new product coming early March in which it's spreadable coffee.
So like a Nutella or like a peanut butter, but a coffee version?
Exactly that. So it also, just to be clear, contains caffeine.
Yeah.
So you'll actually be able to, I mean, why even brew coffee anymore? You just put your coffee on your toast and you're done. It's called Snow Brand Milk Coffee.
And it comes out on March 1st.
Yeah, so it's got coffee in it, and then it also, if you dig down to the bottom, there's some caramel, so you can spread.
Oh, no, okay, so Snow Brand Milk's coffee is a coffee in Japan that's been around for 55 years.
Yeah, they're celebrating with the spreadable coffee.
Okay, I just got that. I thought, well, this is something new, but really,
the brand has been around for a while. It's just that the spread of it. So it would be like us having a Dunkin' Donuts coffee spread.
So in 2015, the brand released a pudding version of the edible Snow Brand coffee. So it had like a caramel sauce on the bottom, a coffee middle, and then a whipped cream sort of topping on it.
Okay, so then the photo I actually have seen of this is that's the yogurt. The
pudding.
The pudding.
Mm-hmm. That was
yogurt
in 2015.
Pudding, it's all the same.
But if you look in the box with the toast, that's the spreadable thing coming out in Japan.
Well, there you go. So see, I could have, think about that. I could have my Saturday every day, Nikki.
You could. Toast, coffee on your toast, coffee with your toast.
I still think we need a short order cook in this building.
We can't.
Their job is to come in and just whatever you and I think of that we want at any given moment,
just cook it right up. An omelet bar, some sort of buffet thing.
Yeah, but I want them to be able to convert because some mornings I'm going to come in and be like, hey, you know what, Al, let's go with a burger today.
Sure.
And he would have a burger ready to go. So, or I'd say to him like, hey, what about a breakfast fajita? And then some days I'd be like, you know what, Al, let's keep it light. Get that Japanese spreadable coffee and put it on some toast.
Version for this, so you can now have spreadable coffee on your toast, would be for us to have the toast version of coffee. So a toast flavored coffee.
Where is that? I want coffee on my toast and then give me the toast coffee today.
Then it's perfect.
I know, it's just it's crazy, but I want it. That's where I'm at.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Let's talk about go-karts!
More on Japan.
Dude, I love Mario Kart so much. It's so fun. Except, all right, it's like you love it and you hate it. You got to play it casually. You can't play it often. Because you know how it is. If you're good at Mario Kart, you end up in first place. And then first place in Mario Kart is the scariest place in the whole world. Because somebody eventually gets that stupid blue shell. And it's just like,
and you're gone.
Welcome to unfair country. But that is actually one of the genius things about Mario games competitively, is that they are designed to allow people who don't do well to still do well. And if you ever sit down and play games with a group of people that are not very good at video games. Mario games are a fantastic thing to play with them because of that very reason. Now, while Nintendo may be excited about leveling the playing field in their games,
they are not excited.
They are going to blue shell the crap out of you if you think you're going to take their stuff.
So in Tokyo, you might have seen videos. A lot of people who go to Tokyo, if they're vloggers, bloggers, TV shows and stuff, they'll usually go karting in Tokyo. So go-karts are street legal in Tokyo.
That's amazing. That alone is amazing.
Yeah, so a lot of companies rent those out. Some cities here, you might have the other type of little cars, but they're not like go-karts. There you can get them. And Mari Car is a company that has been known for, I think, since 2015 as like one of the main ones that let you go-karting through Tokyo, and they provide costumes as Mario characters.
So you can dress up as Mario and Luigi and drive these carts
through
downtown Tokyo. Guess who isn't very happy about that?
People are surprised that Nintendo didn't shut them down before this, but...
So remember, they're not Mario Car. They're not Mario Kart. They're Mari Car.
But the banana peel has been dropped.
So close on this company. Right? So close. So Nintendo is now suing them for copyright infringement.
Basically because of this. It's not necessarily Mari Car, the go-karting thing. That would be fine. But Nintendo is saying that it's so similar, yes, to Mario Kart because they provide costumes. They're letting people have the Mario costumes and then taking pictures of it and video and then using that in promotion of the company.
Right.
So that's their biggest issue with it.
And that seems to me to be a pretty legitimate issue.
Yeah, I mean, that is using Nintendo stuff for it.
It totally is.
So Mari Car, no one's talked about like how long or what they got to do, but they're on them.
They are. So we don't know what happens from here, but I'll tell you this. It makes me want to hop a plane and go do some Mario Kart in Tokyo before this place gets shut down.
Now, you'll still be able to go-karting in Tokyo.
Right.
But not with the Mari Car the costumes.
Gosh, that would be so much fun, dude.
This was the worst of the riot, and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
Pretty soon you're going to be dead, and you're going to hate that.